This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes!
It's a bunch of baseball nerds talking about the Phillies on Odyssey and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yeah!
Oh, no. That's not
it
a good
is.
Yo.
Another edition of the High Hopes Podcast. A devastating edition of that. A pod we didn't want to be doing, but we're here. We have to be. Jack's got his headies on, so that's good. I learned now that Jack needs to hear himself in his ears when he talks in order for us to do the podcast. So that's good.
Yeah,
good
I news. Just like, I don't like it when I don't. I don't feel like a podcaster when I don't have my headphones on.
I do not have my headphones on. So I'll represent for the non-podcasters while you pro it up for us.
Yeah.
So shout out to our buddy BLG hanging out in studio with us. Always
we let a fan come in. Yeah.
Now, granted, a fan my daughter calls Uncle Brandon, so maybe, you know, a little more than a fan, but we're very excited.
It's always good to help the fans out.
Let the little guy come in and see what the big operation looks like.
Exactly,
you know?
Right.
I get it. Yeah, calling Brandon a little guy. Pretty hilarious.
Yep.
All right.
Enough laughs.
Enough laughs.
Enough
There's
laughing.
No laughs allowed today. Look, we'll get into what it means and all that, but, you know, just off the top, you know, your thought, like, obviously, Rhys Hoskins out for the season, or at least almost definitely the season. You never know. Guys have come back in 6 months and could maybe DH or who knows, whatever. But most likely the end of his season. Most likely, or at least very possibly the end of his career with the Philadelphia Phillies, Jack. It was a really tough, like, of all the guys, like, he's, you know, from an on-the-field perspective, obviously it's Harper and Turner and all that, but from a heart of the team perspective and the guy who's been here and been through it all, it's just crushing, man. It's crushing.
Right, and the thing about Rhys is that, you know, we obviously love Harper, we love, you know, JT and all the guys, but there's always something that hits different when it's one of your own. And one of the guys that come through the system, I remember watching Rhys at the Futures game, like, oh my God, we actually have a good player. You know, like, because we had nothing. We had absolutely nothing before Rhys came up in 17.
And then he came up the way he did and had that start. So it was just like immediately, it's like, this is our dude. This is the guy we can latch on to.
We finally have our guy. And, you know, I felt so good for him. You know, I remember, what was it, opening day against the Braves in 18? When he had the home run, the grand slam, and like he finally felt, or no, it was 19.
19. You're talking about a Harper guy. It was Harper's first game. Yeah.
So, and he finally felt like, okay, I've arrived. Like, that's good for him. And then he goes through ups and downs, I would say, for the next couple of years. And, you know, like, he turns into a bit of a polarizing topic in Philadelphia. And listen, we all see like the flaws that he has. I mean, obviously the streakiness on offense, he ends up the year kind of around the same numbers, but it's like super hot, super cold, super hot, super cold. And the defense, we know the defense, but at the same time, like, he is one of our guys. He's been through the mud with us, and him getting to shine and carry the team to the World Series in a sense and have big postseason moments.
I mean, it's probably the number two moment, right? Like, the Harper homer is the number one moment. You could maybe argue the Gene hit because it doesn't happen without it, but I think in terms of like, just the word a moment, I think the Rhys bat spike after the Harper homer probably the number two moment in that run.
Yeah. So he gets that big moment. It's like all this is worth it. He's saying it's the most fun he's ever had. And I'm really glad he got that. I'm glad he got those moments. I will say, you know, I actually think this kind of helps his chance to come back, because
Oh, like, I do too. Like, I agree with you. That's actually a decent point. Yeah, in the sense of like now he's going to maybe like a 1-year prove it deal or something right. like that. Maybe as a DH here next year when Harper can play the field.
But what sucks for him is that like he if he went out and had a typical Rhys Hoskins year, he's probably going to get a 4-year deal on top of this. So he and it feels like he's always like had to leave money on the table because he came up older. You know, he's about to hit free agency at what 31 mm-hmm. rather than like 28, 29. So it always feels like when he has a chance to have a good earnings potential that it never really happens for him. So it sucks for the guy. It sucks from the standpoint of like he would have made the Phillies way better. But like at the same
time, all the people being like, "Oh, we're fine with Derek Hall." It's like, stop, okay?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it's a downgrade.
Like, it's a downgrade. Like we'll talk it out, and I don't think it's like the team's crippled type thing. But like, you are fooling yourself if you don't think this is a downgrade losing Rhys Hoskins.
It is. It's not detrimental.
Correct. It's not losing Trey Turner. You know, right. It's not. Yeah.
Like, it's hard for me when I saw the Braves in the World Series when they lost Ronald Acuna, it's like completely throwing the towel when one of your good players goes down.
Yeah, we've seen it in this city with a different team, and we saw Nick Foles win a Super Bowl. It makes me feel like anything can happen.
Anything can happen. So, it definitely stinks, and I feel awful for Rhys. And I think he was about to have a really, really good year. You know, he looked good in spring training. He's hitting a lot of balls out. And it's just one of those things where. It's a humanizing moment where it's like you feel so bad for a guy that was about to get a payday in his contract year. He's our guy, and he goes out. He's done for the year. So I feel bad. Schwarber though, 2016 towards ACL, came back
played
for the World Series.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Rhys,
and
it
was like 3 weeks later the Schwarber injury too. Like in terms of the timeline.
So we'll see him in the NLCS.
Yeah, how's I like that? Sure.
Hey. Rhys, I'll see you in the NLCS,
yeah,
buddy.
It is. It's a shame that they won't have the DH open, or most likely, I think, if you interpreted Dombrowski's comments the other day, obviously exciting that Harper is going to be back sooner than I think a lot of people thought, but also made it pretty clear that it's unlikely that Harper will play the field. I don't even think they're really working on the throwing nearly as much as trying to get that bat back. So there's not really, you know, if he comes back, it's not just does Rhys have to get back to be able to bat. He has to get back to be able to play the field too. So it is a big ask. But, and look, you know, to your point, I think just the number one thing you feel for this is just sadness. Like it is sad that this happened to this guy, you know, who, to your point, like finally got to experience something here that was magical and beautiful and all that and is like I'm addicted to it. I want to do it again and all that. And then, you know, at the start of the season, especially with the vibes that have been down. I mean, how many times have we talked about the freaking vibes?
Well, and he's a massive part of that.
He's a big part of it. The team loves that guy. We all saw how happy they were when he had that homer, that moment and all that. Coming off the error in the Braves game.
Was it Castellanos that said no one on the team deserves this more than Rhys Hoskins?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's exactly right. Like, that's true. And he did because of what you said. He's the one guy who went through all the losing, the one guy who didn't know this. You know, had heard all the stories about what Red October was like. It was like, yeah, I gotta see it. I gotta experience it. And I looked, I think you make a really good point in saying that I am happy he got that. You know, it would have been a lot more crippling if he had gotten hurt last year and they went on this run without him and he didn't get to be a part of it. I think that would have been, you know, even more devastating if that's possible. But it just sucks, man. It sucks. It sucks for the person. It sucks for his career. It sucks for the money, like you said. And it just sucks for our enjoyment of this team this year. I think, like I said, we were coming into the season with such positive vibes. And I still think that the chemistry will be there. I still think the vibes will be there with those guys, but this definitely, you know, it knocks it. It gives it a hit and it does take some of the magical feeling out of the start of the season. Now you hope that maybe those guys use this as a way to rally, as a way to say, do it for Rhys and all that type of stuff. But, you know, we don't know. We'll see how it plays out.
And you know, he's gonna be around. If we know anything about Rhys, like he's gonna be around. He's gonna be in the clubhouse, and I think if he needs to say something, I still think he has cachet in that clubhouse to be like, "Yo, that's not how we do this as a Philly." But you talk about what this means for the team now, and like having Hoskins' ability to bat, you know, 4, 5. Six. I mean, I don't think he would have batted six, but like, you know, 4 or 5, heart of the lineup, run producer, all that. You know, part of what made this roster so good and so deep is that it's just like they had guys at every position that could hurt you. And we were saying all offseason, like, a Castellanos bounce back would be almost a cherry on top. Like, they almost don't even need him.
Yeah.
Not anymore. not anymore. Like,
yeah, no, you're right. The midday show poll I saw today was who needs to step up more with Hoskins out, and it was Castellanos or Bohm, and it's like, it's so clearly Castellanos.
Yeah.
I mean, I expect Bohm to be good, but it's Castellanos. Like, that dude has to be what you sign.
Right, and this is what happened last year when Harper went down, and this is what happened in 17 when Wentz went down, is that everyone around them just started playing much better and started to pick up their guys. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's going to... They have enough talent to survive it. Like, I think they're going to enter the year. Derek Hall is going to play against righties. And then I would assume that against lefties, if Derek Hall can't hit lefties, which he hasn't shown, but he's actually done a pretty good job of it in spring training.
He's been
so
working
far.
On it. They've been giving him some at bats.
So if you.
It's a Bohm Sosa thing, probably, right?
Yeah. And it's actually interesting. They're decently equipped to handle it from within. Obviously you don't want Reese to go down because it makes them that much better, but like Hall Bohm first base platoon. Is that the right way to say it?
Yeah.
Good.
Nicely done.
I messed it up on the air yesterday. Yeah, I said platoon. And I don't even know why. Like,
I don't either.
Well, I said, cause I say Bengals too. So it's like my part of my accent,
gotcha.
I guess. I
still have a tiny little bit of it.
Well, because I'm not professional. You know, me. And so the platoon.
If anyone is me, it's you.
Platoon?
That's right, yeah.
Platoon. Okay,
platoon.
Right.
Platoon.
Okay.
Yes.
So
platoon.
Like a Bohm Hall platoon at first base should put up Reese Hoskins ish numbers.
Sure.
And then it comes down to Sosa. And I'm legitimately excited about watching more Edmundo Sosa. You know, I think
we all are. Yeah.
And in a way, this is almost a preview of what 2024 could have looked like. You know, like it's a year early.
We talked about that. You know, when we were on Michelle the other day.
Because I think Sosa could be the everyday third baseman here, and we sort of see it a year earlier than we anticipated. So,
real quick though, let me push back on that. And I agree with you. I think it's the way it'll play out. But are we sure that Alec Bohm can play first base? Are we sure?
No.
Because he has never played it in any sort of meaningful way. We asked him when we were down at spring training on the morning show, and he said, not really. Like, we're there, like, we've been doing a lot of work at first base. He's like, I played there the other day, but you're not really. Just trying to perfect third and all that. And while Sosa is obviously a dramatic upgrade at third, I think Sosa's probably a better first baseman than Bohm, too, just off the cuff, because he is a better fielder, and I think he can adapt quicker to the position. You know what I mean? Like, so I do think that'll be how it plays out, but I'm not sure that Alec Bohm can just go over there and play first base at a passable level, because it won't be good, but a passable level.
Well, I guess my thought process is, at least, like, at third base, I think he's actually taking pretty good steps forward.
Well, that's my point. That's why I'm saying, do you consider maybe playing Sosa at first to start?
So you leave Bohm alone?
Give Bohm a chance, or at least, and work with Bohm on first base as the season progresses on Bobby Dickerson, do all that stuff. But, like, I as much as I know that Sosa makes you a much better third base, you know, side of the field when he's out there, I think it might be smarter to start to just keep Bohm at third and put Sosa at first base in this situation.
Well, and regardless, I guess the point is that you're getting two righties in the lineup against a lefty. Right. So, yeah, sure. And I guess my only thing is, I mean, I guess Sosa's not short, but obviously
but he's not yet. Like, I mean, Bohm has the 6'5 frame there. You want that.
Yeah.
Look, ideally, it's Alec Bohm. I totally agree with that. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I just don't want to assume that Alec Bohm, someone who, again, took, you know, the third base, we've seen the issues, and he's worked on it really well, but could just flip to the other side of the diamond and just be a first baseman. Yeah. There's a lot of footwork. There's a lot, you know, it's different. So
yeah, sure. I mean, listen, whatever happens, happens.
Yep.
But actually, it's not a bad thought. I mean, and Sosa, I mean, he's
do anything. I feel like he can just figure it out. Like, he'll be all right.
Yeah.
You know?
For me, it comes down to Sosa's bat. Like, I mean, I heard Drew in Westchester call you this morning. He's right. I mean, he has 8 home runs.
Yeah.
He should have had 9 though, because if that wall in Houston's like,
it's a great point.
3 feet to
great point by you.
I know.
Yeah,
believe me, I thought about that
ball.
The Sosa
moment.
Fly ball doesn't get talked about enough.
You're right, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
No, you're right.
Like, we talk about Mancini.
We talk about Jordan. You're right.
We talk about Chaz McCormick.
McCormick. Yep. We talk about Brandon Marsh. You're right. What a great point by you.
The Edmundo Sosa fly ball to left field. Like, yeah. it's a freaking game changer.
The Schwarber almost homer. We don't ever talk about the Sosa almost homer.
Let's not go down a rabbit hole.
Yeah. That's you're right. What a horrible hold up. What a terrible pod this is tonight. What a sad you mean Brandon
fault.
Hanging out in a room together. It should be joyous.
I
this
know,
should be like what a treat. The three of us never get to be in a room
I know,
together.
I but, know. You know. But yeah, it comes down to Sosa's bat. So like, and
look, if both Bohm and Sosa are in the lineup, it doesn't really matter who's first, third from a bat perspective. They're both in the lineup, but like Edmundo Sosa is not a first baseman bat.
He's not. But I just think he looks so much stronger in camp, and I just he's hitting the ball with authority. And I mean, he was batting like 500 in spring.
Him and Jake Cave have been like two of the five best hitters in Florida.
And it's spring. I get it. But what are you
coming from, Mister? Don't look at.
Yeah,
don't
I know.
Even
I
look
know. This
bat.
Is rich coming from you. But the swing looks. The swing does look way more. Generating more power.
Yeah.
You know, I think one of Kevin Long's big thing is like getting guys in rhythm. So it's not just like stationary going from point A to point B. It's kind of like moving a little bit to get into a hitting position and drive a baseball. Like a Schwarber is that's one of Schwarber's main things.
Yeah, you see it.
Having fluidity.
Absolutely.
And you're seeing Edmundo Sosa kind of add that stuff. So can he hit enough is going to be the biggest question of the season. Like the Castellanos bounce back has to happen. If they're going
to
reach any heights they can,
yeah.
The Castellanos bounce back has to happen. I sort of just think Bohm's going to happen regardless.
I'm already maybe dangerous. I'm already penciling Bohm in as like 280, 20 plus. Like
beautiful.
I just think it's going to happen. I just feel so confident.
No, it's just so funny that I'm Mr. Overreact to spring training, and now now you can't help yourself.
I'm overreacting to the 5 to 10 pounds of muscle.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Nothing you've seen in spring training,
I'm
like lifting the ball.
He hit the ball over the tiki bar. And I told you, he's got chiseled cheeks now. The baby fat's gone. That's what I'm overreacting to.
Didn't he hit the ball to you at the tiki bar?
He did.
And yeah. I think that's what this is.
Monster.
That's what this is. So like,
there, it's right in front of me at the tiki bar.
This time next year when you're doing the whole, Jack, don't ever overreact. React to spring training. If Bohm sucks this year, it's your fault. Anyway. But the season now comes down to Castellanos bouncing back. Stott has to be good because there's no...
God, what it real quick. Yes. Just want to scare you, man. The season now comes down to Castellanos bouncing back, period.
Yeah, well, it does. I'm sorry. It does. But Castellanos has to bounce back. Stott has to be good,
yep.
You know, because now if Stott was going to struggle... He didn't struggle last year, but if he wasn't good or whatever, then Sosa could have played second base. Yeah. But now Sosa has to play third or has to play first or center field, whatever. Like Sosa goes from 200 at-bats
to like 450, 500.
Yeah, yeah. Like he might get 500 at-bats this
year. And Derek Hall might. I mean, Derek Hall, I know. Me especially is that he's the left-handed bat in a platoon. I mean, you're always going to get the predominance of the bats. And to your point, look, I do think that because of the versatility and the way it shakes out, and because we don't know if Bohm can play first base, I do think they will want Derek Hall to get a couple shots against lefties and see if he can improve there. Because like ideally, Derek Hall can just play first base the majority of the time for you, and it gives you so much more flexibility around the roster. But you know, we can't count on that.
So I have some thoughts on Derek Hall.
Good.
Which is probably,
that's probably a
good spot to start with this podcast.
This is probably a good pod to give your Derek Hall thoughts, I would say,
and
of all the ones we do.
Because I've long thought he's just like a triple A bat, mm-hmm. You know, and I wasn't totally buying into it. But I think what the Phillies are at least getting with Derek Hall is I do think he's an upgrade at first base when it comes to defense. I think he's an upgrade over Reese.
Okay.
I know he doesn't look like it. Like he's just a big, bulky
lumbering guy, yeah.
But I've seen him make some plays in spring training, and I'm like, I see it. And the other thing that I think is interesting with Derek Hall is he just seems like such a Charlie guy. And you've had Charlie on.
Excited about him.
Charlie's always liked him. And the one thing that Charlie has said, I think this quote came out like 2 weeks ago, but it kind of stuck with me as I watched him, is that what he told Derek Hall was, just swing the thing like an axe.
Yeah.
And
what a quote.
Yeah, just swing it like an axe. And he's been swinging hard ever since. And it's just like, every time I'm watching him, I'm like, maybe he can do it. You know, maybe he can put this together to where, I mean, he had 11 home runs last year, and I think five of them were off pitchers or off position players.
Only five were off pitchers. Huh? Were there five off position players?
Five were off position
that
players.
That seems abnormally high.
It is a lot. it was like, all right, let's relax here. But in spring, at least, he does seem like he's hitting the ball harder. I think he's taking what Charlie said to him to heart, and he's using it. So I know there's going to be this big overreaction of like, you know, go get an upgrade or go make a trade. And I think they're going to try their best to fill it internally before a massive, massive overreaction like that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I don't think there's any question, especially because, look, it's hard to trade right now. Most teams going, like, obviously there are a few teams out there who are going into the season saying we're not competing.
Like the A's.
Like the A's, but they already traded their first baseman, you know?
Yeah, but you know who's out there?
Who's out in Oakland right now?
I don't think you'll know, but yeah, I've always wanted him to be a Philly. Jesus Aguilar.
Really? I like Jesus Aguilar. I mean, that is, but yeah, I mean, the point is there's a couple teams, the Pirates, the A's, whatever, that you can look at and say, all right, maybe they would make a trade right now before the season. But the vast majority of teams, like, go into the season with hope. Even if they're not going to get there, it's rare that you see these type of trades prior to the season or right before the season. But as, look, I think regardless, to Jack's point, I do think they want to give Derek Hall a shot. I do think they want to see if this kid can step in and do it. I mean, he has shown power in the minors. He's shown power in the short stints he's had in the majors. If we're talking about Rhys Hoskins and, you know, the biggest thing that he gives this offense, it's the home runs. Like, Derek Hall can approximate that. Like, it is something where you can theoretically, you'll get some semblance of the power that you're going to get from Rhys, from Derek Hall. And if he can be, you know, 80% the hitter that Rhys was, like, you know, with better defense, like, that is not too bad when we're talking about replacing Rhys Hoskins in this spot. And I just think it's hard right now to go out and get someone. If Derek Hall can't do it, they'll go out and get someone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what it's going
to
come down to.
Pretty much simple as that. The one thing that Hall won't be able to do, and probably the most underrated part of Rhys's game, is the at-bats that he would work.
Yeah, taking the pitches, man, yeah. Just grinding up pitchers. And that's, so with you.
And that's what, I mean, when they had Schwarber, Hoskins batting 1-2 last year, I mean, that's why they were there. Like, yeah. It wasn't, the strikeouts became annoying, you know, by the end, but.
The on-base percentage wasn't as classically high for both of those guys as it normally is.
No.
But they did grind up pitchers. What was Schwarber, like, second most pitches in the league or something like that?
Pitches seen per plate appearance.
Yeah, something like
one
that.
One of my faves.
It's a great stat, though, because it does give you a because obviously it's not, you know, guys who bat in the higher in the lineup are going to see more pitches. Guys who play every day are going to see more pitches. It's a good way to get a feel of what they really do per bat.
Right. Okay. So now their options. First off, Dabrowski, I guess, is talking right now, and he said he's probably done for the year. So, but he also did just say that they like Derek Hall a lot. So, a vote of confidence from Dave Dabrowski.
Look, he would probably do that regardless of what they were going to do, but
yes.
Still, good deal.
Well, and
honestly, the dreaded vote of confidence. It's actually can be a little nerve wracking when you get the vote. let's look for the Jesus Aguilar trade immediately.
Well, and that's the one thing about Dombrowski is that we know he's going to be all over it.
Yeah.
Like he's not going to. This is still their window. I mean, like you don't go and spend all the money.
Oh, you don't say we lost Reese. Guess we're just not competing this year. No,
throw our
hands
up in the air.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Middleton has made it clear he'll spend whatever it takes. Like they're there. They're going.
Yeah. So like, and I just they've been so good at like finding underrated assets. You know, the last couple years.
Last couple years.
With Ani and Dave.
And Mundo Sosa, we were just talking about. I mean, what a perfect example of that. I mean, they trade JoJo Romero for Mundo Sosa.
I know.
I mean, we love JoJo. Well, nice guy, all that, whatever. But, like, I mean, Mundo Sosa, we just talked about, could be like a pivotal member of the Phillies this season.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with you.
So there's a part of me that's like interested to see how they feel it if they do go outside the organization. So some names that popped up for me when looking at this.
Like this. Good.
I don't think this would happen until the deadline, but CJ Cron is on a...
Sure. Yeah, I don't think the Rockies would trade him until the deadline. He's also had some like back issues or whatever heading into the season, but he had a really nice year last year. 30-plus homers. He'll hit for a better average than Reese. Now, yeah. I know he's in Colorado, so his number's a little inflated, but that's a good name because we know the Rockies are not going to contend, and the Rockies this season really did kind of... It's been a while since the Rockies are one of those teams that never contend but always like try to contend. I think they are not trying to contend, so it's a good name.
So he's one part of deadline. I think Aguilar could be had whenever.
Like he's an Oakland A.
I don't think the A's would
like. Me?
Yeah,
he's an Oakland A. Yes.
This guy I think would cost too much, but he's I believe on an expiring. Is Christian Walker?
Oh yeah, that would be expensive.
It would be expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, he's an expiring?
I'm pretty sure he's expiring.
I'm surprised by that. Okay. Yeah, he was good last year in Arizona.
Albert Pujols. Come on, man.
Stop.
Come on. He had 17 home runs. 17 home runs.
Well, I didn't understand. I mean, I was shocked he retired with that. Like, he has a chance to set the home run record if he could keep going. But, yeah, anyway. I think it's unlikely, but I like that you threw that out. I mean, look.
Come on, Albert. One year.
Albert and Derek is a platoon. Let's go.
Yeah. Walker isn't on an expiring contract.
Wow, that is surprising. Okay.
Plus another Walker added to the team. That'd be two, which I
which you
personally
are fully in support of now. Yeah. The more Walkers, the better.
By the way, I don't know if this is a sign, but I heard a Danny song on my drive-in today.
Oh.
Might be the day.
You think it's going to be the day?
Might be the day.
I like this. So that's the... I'm old Daniel. That song you're talking about?
No, it's even though we ain't got money.
Oh, I'm still loved.
Yeah,
that's called Danny's song?
Yeah, by Loggins and Messina.
No, I know it's I didn't know it was called Danny's song.
Yeah, well, maybe learn your music.
okay, big dog. That's it right there. This guy.
I don't really have interest in this guy, but he was a former top prospect, Miguel Sano.
Yeah, he was. He had, and he did have a year where he was a stud in Major League Baseball, but has really fallen off since that. But he had that one great year.
This guy,
anyone who plays fantasy remembers the Miguel Sano year.
Of course we do.
And then you remember the six other years you had him on your roster.
And when he's trying to play third base, look what we're doing. Yep. This guy, I think, is going to get bought out today. Luke Voit.
I love when Jack just drops a little like inside information.
Well,
like,
that's not inside.
Boy, I think he's going to get bought out today. My sources are telling me.
There's no sourcing here. But
I like Luke Voit.
I've always liked Luke Voit.
Dude hits some bombs, man.
He does hit some
bombs.
And
he's one of those guys who gets locked in. Like, funny enough, kind of like Hoskins, where he'll get locked in. And he could be like the best hitter in baseball for a month. Like,
I know.
Luke Voit could be a monster.
And I think he just needs someone to believe in him. I mean, he's just, like, with the Yankees.
he
does, dude. Like, he went to the Padres, was not as good. He went to the Nationals, wasn't as good.
You just need someone to believe in him.
I'll believe in you, Luke.
I will too.
Listen, man.
I'm in on Luke Voit. I'm not fighting you.
When the Yankees believed in him for that one year.
Yes, he was
great.
He was an all-star.
Love Luke Voit, man.
Isn't he? Yeah.
Nah, that seems like a big reach.
I think he was an all-star.
You think Luke Voit was an all-star?
I think the one year. I could be wrong.
Wow.
I might be wrong. I'm probably wrong.
Yeah, I would be shocked. You might not. I mean, yeah, 2020, did 277 with 22 homers.
Nah, never made it. He was an MLB home run leader.
Yeah, but that was 20. I mean, come on.
Yeah, he never made an All-Star team.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
I think I probably thought of him leading the league.
He did finish ninth in the MVP in 2020.
Wow, did he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at that. And then
only five homers away from 100 career home runs.
Oh, come on home.
It's a big deal.
Come on home, Luke.
Oh, I didn't realize where he's playing now. So, yeah, no wonder. Yeah. Okay, keep going. I get it now.
And then the last name here that kind of popped up, if you're looking for like a real upgrade at first base, problem is that he's a lefty. First place defense, I say. G-Man Choi.
Oh, well, yeah, that'd be a legit upgrade.
Well, at defense, at least.
Defensively, it'd be legit. And he bats in the middle of that lineup, which is
great. Well, of course he does. I mean, it's the Pirates.
I know. Okay, so here's the thing with all those names, and I like him. Are we sure that, like, Christian Walker...
costs a lot.
I know. I'm saying outside of Christian Walker, are we sure that everyone on that list is better than Derek Hall?
No. No. Well, CJ Cronin is.
CJ Cronin is. I forgot about Cronin.
And you keep disrespecting Albert Pujols.
Can you imagine the concept just the idea of saying, are we sure Derek Hall is better than Albert Pujols? Like, the baseball... you know, love it, inside of me is like dying with that sentence.
Yeah. So I'm not. And that's why these are more deadline, I think, more than anything.
Especially Cronin Walker, who are the two best names on that list.
Right. And if things are going bad. Oh, another name. He's been like just not very good, but he seems like an odd man out up there. But Bobby Dalbec.
Oh, in Boston.
Yeah,
sure.
But he seems odd man out.
Another guy, I don't know if he's much better than Derek Hall.
Can they just bring back Joey Meneses?
Honestly, how perfect would having Joey Meneses in your system be right now?
I know.
I mean,
Derek Hall could be the Joey Meneses of the team.
Sure, if he's going to go at 300 with like 30 homers, whatever the hell Joey Meneses did last year. No, it wasn't that high, but Joey Meneses was awesome last year.
Yeah. Will Myers?
Probably cooked, but
I'd rather have Derek Hall.
Honestly. Yeah, I'd rather have Derek Hall than Will Myers. I will say, though, and you know I've said this before many times, huge fan of the no batting gloves guys. I just think it's so cool.
Just think it's so dumb.
It's so cool looking, though. I agree, it's dumb, but it's like, you're badass. If you go with the no batting gloves, it's like, oh, that's pretty badass. And Will Myers, no batting gloves guys.
Yeah, well, he's also not hit for like 6 years, so maybe put the batting gloves on.
Guy made a lot of money playing baseball.
He did, with little results.
Guy made a lot of money. Former number one prospect in sport, Will Myers.
Yeah, so is Don Brown. But yeah, it's just like, you start going through these options, and it's just like, oh, well, damn it. You know, like,
so frustrating.
We didn't have to worry. And what's the little voice in the back of my head, and I'm trying to fight it off, is the whole, like, are the injuries just starting to pile up?
Yeah. And it's like, are we cursed? And is this about to be a season from hell season?
Where it's like, Bryce struggles to get back.
Yeah, I know.
And Ranger can't get healthy. Painter doesn't get healthy. Hoskins is done for the year.
Yeah, the only one that sounds ridiculous is Bryce, because he's Superman.
Right, exactly right. He's a quick healer, as everyone. Yeah. And you know whose fault this is, by the way?
Yeah.
Is freaking John Heyman, who wrote last night that the Phillies are a super team. You know, and it's like... tonight is the night you decide to roll that big old take out there that, by the way, this podcast is saying for months. But, like, that's the night that he throws it out.
I think John Heyman, very blamable in a lot of situations when it comes to bad
things. We used to blame Nightingale.
We did. Like, and now it's transferred to Heyman. I mean, we also, let's be honest, I mean, we have to do it, right? I mean, Chio Kapati has to take a pretty big hit on this one, too.
Per usual.
I mean, if we're going to be honest, you know.
Hashtag stick to football.
You hear that, BLG? Take that.
Hashtag stick to football. Dave Dombrowski, quote, they like Derek Hall a lot.
Yeah, so. We know, they're not going to go out and get someone right now. They're going to give Derek Hall a shot. And again, look, could Derek Hall bat 240 with 30 home runs this year? Sure. You know, that's on the table. Like, that would not be the most insane thing that's happened. You know, it's just... again, going back to what we talked about at the top, it's I think this is the kind of spot where we had so many people during the offseason, after the World Series, obviously after Game 5 and the defensive play with Reese and the at-bat with Reese and all that stuff, where everyone's like, you know, trade him, we don't want him here, this and that. Well, guess what? Like, those people, you're going to see how valuable this guy was. You're going to see that this guy mattered to this team. And, you know, we just got to hope that Derek Hall can you know, take a step. And look, I do think it is possible. They do like him. They, before Reese got hurt, like, now obviously Dave Dombrowski is going to be like, we like Derek Hall a lot. But before he got hurt, all these guys were saying that. Like, Dave Dombrowski did say that a week ago. Like, Charlie Manuel said it on our show, said it on your show. Like, all these people, like, Derek Hall has been a lot of excitement about him and his potential this spring. So, like, if you're looking for things to latch on to, I think the Derek Hall potential is at least something you can be hopeful about.
Well, and the one thing that I do feel comfortable with Derek Hall with is that You know, because now you would assume that there's this big pressure on Derek. Like, you've got to step up and be Rhys Hoskins, mm-hmm. which can be a lot for a player.
Yes.
Which is, and
especially a guy who's had, like, Rhys Hoskins, not just the player, but it's the you're asking to step into those shoes across the board. Like, we talked about the leadership, all that, and it won't be that. But, like, when you talk about Rhys that way, when you expect that, like, it all comes together.
But I will say this. When he first came up, they put him right in the cleanup spot.
That's true.
And he was like...
And he had some bombs.
Replacing Bryce Harper, quote unquote.
That's a great point by you. That's a really good point by you.
So when you talk about if a guy can handle it or not, if a guy can is ready for the moment, mm-hmm. you know, I think the fact that they his major league debut, he's batting four. Like,
it's a really good point, man.
On a team that's trying to win a division.
It's a great point.
So I think they think he's ready for it. And his personality, he seems just like... You know, kind of roll with the punches, mm-hmm. like, you know, just happy to be there. And seems like another good locker room, younger clubhouse
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, everyone seems to like him. The players like him and all that. All right.
Yeah, and Rhys will obviously, you know, throw his arms around him and support him and do what it takes.
Yeah, and again, to your point, I do think Rhys will be there. I think he'll be around. I think he'll be, you know, I don't think, like, the sadness of losing Rhys will infect the clubhouse or anything like that. I think, if anything, it'll go the other way, where I do think it is a chance where they rally around it and rally around this thing and move forward that way. But I don't think it'll be a detriment from a clubhouse perspective, because I think Rhys will be there and he'll put his arm around Derek and all that stuff. But, you know, I think on the field, it's like there's no question that today they're a worse team than they were yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, there's just no other way to put it.
Nope.
All right. I have a show issue, so to speak, when we're done. You got anything else on the Rhys, Derek Hall?
The show, like you, like this?
You and me.
This show?
Yeah, so it's two things. I have a show issue, and then we got to get a Jill Walker update. So,
oh, okay.
So, do you have anything else on the Rhys, Derek Hall, the whole thing?
Would you take 230 and 27 home runs from Derek Hall?
Yes.
Is that good enough?
Yeah. I think it is. I mean, what was Rhys last year? Like 240 with 35 or something? Not he didn't 35, like 32 or something like that. What was he? Somewhere in that range, right? Yeah. I think if you get that close with Derek Hall, I think that's a strong season.
Rhys was 246, 332 OBP with 30 homers.
30 homers. So, yeah.
So that actually sounds like a...
It sounds like
that
a,
sounds like a reach.
Yeah. I think it's more
especially because 2020...
So Rhys, how about this? Would you take 240, 24 homers from Derek Hall?
Yeah.
I think so, too. I'd be happy with that.
I would take 25 home runs from Derek.
Me, too. And that's ultimately all I need. And maybe play a little bit better defense in Rhys. And, you know, okay.
I'm going to miss the eye.
I'm going to miss it, too.
My biggest thing I'm going to miss about Rhys is, like, obviously him. But also, like, when he was really working at bat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I won't miss some of the
strikeouts. Won't miss the cold streaks. We won't miss the, like, you know, the month where he decides to go 0 for the month.
But
that we won't miss.
But I will miss his West Coast trips.
Yes.
I mean, West Coast Rhys is
legend.
Maybe the best player in Philly's history.
Yeah, up there. One of them.
Well, not as good as June Schwarber.
No. Well, no, that's not fair. There's no player in baseball history that is June Schwarber.
Another, and I'm sorry I didn't consult you on this, but I feel like you believe me. You're going to be with me on this take.
Okay, I better be.
Official High Hopes position. They're not putting Castellanos or Schwarber at first base.
Oh, official position. Like, fully with you.
Schwarber can't defend at first base.
No.
Like, he was atrocious in Boston.
Yeah, he played 40-something games there in Boston, and it was horrible.
Dude, he got, like, and I love Kyle, but, like, he made a routine play, and they mock-cheered him. And he, like, gave a little fist pump. Like, no. And, like, I know Castellanos, like, came up as a third baseman, quote-unquote, but, like, there's no way he can move at first base.
No way. And honestly, Harper, maybe down the road, but I'm hearing a lot of people do, like, bring Bryce Harper back and play. Harper's not throwing this year. Like, it is so – maybe by the end of the year, because the throws are less intense than from right field, maybe you get him some work there. But, like, let's not just say Bryce Harper can come back and play first base, please.
But JT could.
JT could. Well, yeah, absolutely JT could. But, you know, is that a much better lineup? I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe they shouldn't have. No. I'm glad Brandon Marsh is here, but
yeah.
This would be a nice time to have Logan O'Hoppe.
You're right.
It would be a nice time to have Logan O'Hoppe.
All right. Before we get to the show issue, where are we at, buddy? So for those who don't know, if you didn't listen to the pod we did with Shiel yesterday, listen to this first and then
check
it out.
Yeah.
Listen to this one.
Yeah. I think which does his daughter listen to first? High Hopes or that podcast?
It better be High Hopes. First of all, shout out to Naya. Naya, we are big fans of yours. Way bigger fan of yours than your father. We like your father,
yeah,
but we are Naya fans on this pod.
Yeah. Well, what I like about Naya is that she's an eye test.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
She's eye test. He's more nerd stats.
Nerd stat, yeah. Naya gets it. Naya's like us. She gets it. Also,
like he does like EPA and all that nonsense. Yeah. Like, who the hell cares?
He said a stat yesterday on the pod I never heard of. It's like home run percentage or something. I was like, what are we talking about?
What are your eyes tell
you, Shield? Percentage. I don't know what this is.
Just tell me what your eyes
are. Home run fly ball rate.
Expected yards per carry or yards after. Like, stop.
Yeah.
Can we just.
Are these made up stats?
Can he play or can he not play?
They sound like made up stats.
Can we stop using numbers to try to justify if a guy's a good player or not?
That's a great point. It's a great point. And by the way, I also like how much grief Naya gives Shield. So that's a win, too. So shout out to Naya.
She's probably frustrated that his eye test is so lacking.
Yeah. So the point being, Naya, listen to us first, then you can check out your dad's little pod there. I don't even know where I was going with that.
Update.
Oh, so for those who didn't know, yesterday, March 23rd, was the actual due date.
Yep. So he's officially...
obviously late. So we are now officially late.
I'm already worried about him being lazy.
Yes. Where are we at? Just for the High Ups listeners, Walker Fritz is on the way. Middle name still to be announced. At least there's some intrigue there.
I know. The only intrigue is that we haven't decided yet. So that's
good. It's good.
Well, we're between names.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Okay. Yeah, so everything's... I don't know how... Here's the official position.
Yeah, that's what we need here.
Can't wait for him to get here.
Obviously.
Right? Like, I need it to happen.
Yep.
I had a dream about him last night. Nice. So, obviously someone's ready for it.
Yep.
Dad bod is coming along great.
That's always been there.
Yeah, it's been there for years. Someone's been preparing for this for years. and Jill's feeling well, but she's tired and wants to have the kid. So
yeah, she's like, get this thing out of here.
She's like yesterday, happy due date. Let's go.
Yeah.
So, it could be any day now. It doesn't seem like it's gonna. I'm more in the camp of need to see it to believe it at this point.
I keep expecting today.
I know
this pod. Dude. I keep expecting can't do the pod having a kid. Can't do the Shield thing having a kid. Like so many things I keep expecting to happen and.
Well, my phone is on airplane mode, so maybe I should. Let me just check.
Seems
real quick.
A really good idea. That's a really, really good idea. Of all the things that you could
Everything's
do.
Everything's good.
Okay, so no kid. Yeah.
No kid.
Good. Maybe keep it out of airplane mode.
But then I can't focus, and that's my issue. Because I'm not very good at multitasking.
I got you.
Need to be locked
in. Just don't look at your phone.
But then I get notifications.
You can't.
And I get the
watch. See,
I can
put my phone down and be gone from my life for an hour or whatever. Jacket.
Mm-mm.
No.
Absolutely not.
I know. We'll fit a little inside baseball here. Funny. I hope... whenever I'm doing the radio show, obviously part of my job is to break news. You know, if something happens, I have to go on the air and be like, hey, this happened. No joke. I was going to go 9 times out of 10, but that's not fair. 99 times out of 100, I find out about news. And I'm on Twitter, it's on there, but I'm doing the show. 99 times out of 100, I find out because Jack texts me or will call and be like, check your DMs or whatever. Jack always tells me what's happening.
Yeah.
On your phone.
The lane one was all time. That was very fast today.
It was unbelievable.
I think it was up for 30 seconds.
Unbelievable. He's like, check. I just see Jack Fritz calling in on the hotline. And he's like, check your DMs. Click. And I'm like, good job. Thanks.
Yeah. Because insider baseball, is that a term?
No, it's
Inception baseball.
Yeah, sure. Let's
Inception
go with that,
baseball.
Like that.
No, you're an idiot. And you use regular Twitter on your computer rather than TweetDeck.
Yes.
So you miss everything.
Not paying attention to it.
And you don't have notifications on for
I don't have any notifications for nothing. There's not a single tweet that gets put out that I get a notification about.
It's good stuff.
Good stuff. Now, Brandon, our buddy in here, literally, he is...
He's another one.
...the next level. Not just that, he can't miss a tweet. Do you know this about Brandon?
Oh, I know.
You know that he can't miss a tweet.
I know.
He has an app that he uses. It's a fear.
He's a fear of missing stuff.
I give him crap for this all the time. I'm like, you can miss tweets? He's like, no.
I used to have a
fear. I can't miss any. I have to see every single thing. I'm like, no, you don't. But he does.
I used to have a fear.
It's a compulsion.
I used to have the same thing. But I grew out of it.
Good job. Well, good. Teach him. You're a dad now or soon to be.
I'm always looking to give advice to people.
You really are. You're just ready for it. It's like if any opportunity you get, you're like, hold on, let me just throw that at you.
Yeah, by the way, I've talked to a million college kids this week because apparently it's their week to
what a flex, right? Just like, oh yeah, college kids ask me for advice.
I have my DMs open and you don't.
Yeah. It's true, I don't.
Yeah, so I have my DMs open. And
honestly,
it's fine.
Let me tell you, what a great decision that is, not having my DMs open.
I like doing it. It's good.
No, it is. I do like doing that stuff.
It's this week where it's everyone all the teachers assigned, do a project on someone in the industry you want to work in.
Oh, and then it's all, look at this. What a, just like flex after flex.
Come on down.
So it's not Jesse doing it. He's doing it because he's their idol, is what he's trying to say.
That's
the idea of Jack Fritz molding the young minds of America is a little scary, but good stuff for you. All right, speaking of, so we will obviously let everyone know when this happens, and obviously.
Believe it or not, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll have your phone, I'm sure you'll be tweeting as it's happening. You'll be like, Walker's here, it's just popping out.
No, I know. I thought about it. And if it happens during the show, like Mark's and Reese, I got to call in, obviously.
Obviously.
Anything to make this more about content.
Yeah, and about you, let's be honest, it's good. Yeah.
So, I don't know if you're going to mention this, but and hopefully I can be there. Right. Yes. Okay. I was like, we can't not talk about it.
So that's what I was leading in with.
Good.
Hopefully Jack will be there was how I was going to say it. But I will be there no matter what.
You'll be there. And
Tommy Green will be there no matter what. And Jack, you know, the rate we're going might be there. You know, who knows when this kid's coming.
Yeah.
But first High Hopes watch party of the year, a little bedlam at the bars, baby. It's going to be awesome. We are going to be at Tavola. Me, maybe Jack Fritz, Tommy Green will be there. It's the High Hopes Bedlam at the Bar world premiere presented by Miller Lite. Shout out to Miller Lite.
We are back.
Miller Lite's for Phil's wins, all the good stuff. It's coming back. Again, it's Tavola. It's going to be March 30th, so that is opening day, obviously. Tavola is 400 Sproul Street in it's S-P-R-O-U-L Road in Springfield, PA. Again, it's going to be for the Phillies opener against the Rangers, 4:05 first pitch next Thursday. We'll be there. And listen to this. This is the real key. I mean, you can come see me, whatever. You can come see Tommy Green. That's pretty cool. A raffle for your chance to win one of 20 pairs of tickets to be in the building for the Phillies home opener, aka in the building, when Trey Turner steps to the plate in the bottom of the first to lead the Phillies season off. Like, let's go. Okay,
yeah.
Let's go. So come hang out. We're going to be at Tavola. It's going to be awesome. I will definitely be there. Hopefully Jack will be there. Maybe the baby will be there. Probably won't.
I don't think that's the best decision.
Probably a bad decision. But either way, we will be here. Hopefully the baby's here, and then soon.
I can be there.
And then Jack can be there. All right, last thing I got to show us you. Just a minor one. Just a little thing. So question. It is now Friday, so this is, I believe, your second full week of Fritz at 6. Is that right?
Yep.
Second week. Okay, and every
Tuesday. Tuesday, Thursday was the 6:30. We're done.
But you had Howard on, right? You do the Ryan with the
King.
So, you know, 2 weeks. You know, my buddy, my best pal, you know, do a pod together.
I like that you said that right into BLG's eyes.
Gets his own, you know, it was also my best pal. So I got two of my best pals with me. All right?
You said me first.
Yeah, you're right. I did.
Yep.
You are hosting the pod with me, but no big deal.
Yep.
You know, you would think, I know BLG would never have gone this long, but you know, when am I invited on Fritz at 6? Like, what the hell is this? You got your own show on the radio and you have not even asked your boy to call in. This is like, I mean, outrage isn't the right word, but it's not the wrong word, okay? That's all I'm going to say. Just putting it out there. I got to wait a month, a year, 2 years. I don't know. Just saying.
So,
no big deal. No invitation has been extended.
No.
No.
No, there
nothing.
Hasn't. There
no,
hasn't.
I want to talk to James on my show. No big deal. It's like we have a great time talking on the pod, but probably wouldn't translate to the radio, I guess.
No, it wouldn't. No big deal. So I guess here's my official take on this.
Yes.
My bad. but and I feel like with Bedlam at the Bars, we should probably, you know, have you on.
What a good idea. Come on next week to promote it. What a thought.
Yeah, well, maybe I won't be here. But
it's true. Maybe someone else will be hosting.
Yeah. Full disclosure, I don't ever think about getting guests on.
You got an hour. I'm an anti-guest night, too.
I'm an anti-guest guy. So,
yeah, me too.
You know, I have more to think about. So the way I lay out the show is I have my opening take. And then I have take two at 6:40.
My second take.
So I got to think of two takes for an hour. So I'm swamped.
To be fair, if you had guests on, it would be less Jack.
Yeah. And that's never a
good thing.
You already
got to take callers. I mean, enough already, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's a good point. I didn't think about this guy.
But I'll see if I'm working into the mix next week.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Maybe just a thought. Maybe a quick, you know, maybe I could call in like a normal caller. Like, hey, it's James and Point Breeze.
Yeah. James and Point Breeze. You're on WIP. Oh my God. Is that Charlie Day?
All right. You got anything else?
You know, we've turned this around. I think we're
smiling right now. This is good.
I guess my final thought is this, is that I know Reese went down, and I know that stinks, but all systems go. Like, the expectation has not changed for me. The expectation is still go to the World Series and bring it home. Like, you have Trey Turner, you have Bryce Harper, you have JT, you have Schwarbs, you have Wheeler. No, like, there is enough talent here to still get the job done. And I just don't want people to throw in the towel this early. The injuries are concerning. Ranger being hurt stinks. Hopefully he's good to go the first week of the year or whatever, it misses 2 weeks. But this is not deterring from what is the ultimate goal here, which is to bring this thing home. We mentioned the Braves. They won it without Acuna. Like, we've seen teams do this. We saw the Eagles do it. Like, hopefully Reese can become a rallying cry for the city and the team, and they can say, let's go win it for Reese. But nothing has changed. Like, I don't want anyone's expectation to go down. They should still win 93 games. It is time to get back there and win this whole thing. So I'm sorry about Reese. It stinks about Reese. I wish he was out there. He raises the level of this team. But all systems go. It's still win the World Series. And if they don't, I'm going to be heartbroken about it. And hopefully Reese can come back for the NLCS and Bryce can throw again. And now we just can't. We said this yesterday on the podcast with Shiel. June 10th. Officially labeling that as Bryce Harper's return date.
Oh, that is the official Ibs prediction. Dodgers at home.
Saturday.
June 10th.
It's a marquee game.
Bryce Harper will be back June 10th.
Oh, and then we...
And breaking news.
Then set it down. Everyone's melting down in the stands. And then they go on their run, and they end up probably not winning the division, but they make the wild card game, and we run this whole thing back. And Reese comes back for the NLCS, and the city melts down again. And we're back in the World Series. Do not lose faith. Do not lose hope. The message is still the message. World Series or bust.
Couldn't have said it better myself. You spread some seltzer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.